It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Wisconsin voters in 16 counties and two cities will answer questions about the use and regulation of marijuana on their general election ballots this November. We discuss what the referenda are asking, what voters need to know, and what the results could mean for Wisconsin. Is there a marijuana referendum on your ballot? Have you decided how you'll vote? Do you have questions about what the marijuana referenda mean? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, the number to call to join our conversation. Mark Sommerhauser covers state government and politics for the Wisconsin State Journal. Mark, welcome to the morning show.
Great to be with you, Jud.
How many marijuana referenda are on the ballot in Wisconsin for this November general election?
Well, so we've got a total of 18. We've got 16 counties and two cities that are going to be having these referenda on their ballots. And when you add up the populations of all those parts of the state, you get more than half of the population of the state, about 3 million people.
What are these referenda asking?
So the referenda are different in each locality, but you can basically sort of group them into two categories. In a handful of counties, some of the most populous counties, Dane County, Milwaukee, Rock County, La Crosse County, they'll be asking about legalizing marijuana for recreational use. In 10 additional counties, there's going to be a referendum that's just going to focus on medical use of marijuana.
So these are these all advisory, and what does that mean?
Yeah, that's correct. So all these referenda are advisory referendums. And what that means is that they don't, you know, approval of these referendums would not change the laws in any of these areas regarding marijuana. It's simply meant to, you know, give a survey or a gauge of public opinion on the issue.
So who decides what referenda make it on the ballot?
So the county boards and the city councils in each of these municipalities approve these measures and were able to put them on the ballot through that mechanism. In most of these localities, you had residents of the counties and cities that came before the county boards and petitioned the county boards to put these questions on the ballot.
So how did those groups that are in favor of legalizing marijuana play a role in getting these referenda on the ballot, if any?
So there was a group called the Wisconsin Justice Initiative, which is a group of attorneys and other people who are, advocate on behalf of certain criminal justice issues that did play a pretty important role in just coordinating the effort to get, you know, all these similar questions on the ballot in all these different localities at the same time. And so there was an effort on their part, it sounds like starting primarily in Dane and Milwaukee and Rock counties, to get these referenda before the county boards there to try to get the county boards to approve them. And the spokesperson for the group that I talked to said that the effort really kind of took off from there. They sensed, a fair amount of enthusiasm and interest in getting these questions before voters in other parts of the state. And it sounds like from there was some activists in other counties and other areas of the state that kind of took the ball and ran with it in their own areas and went to their own county officials and asked to have these questions put before voters.
We're talking about advisory referenda around the state of Wisconsin on the subject of marijuana. Is there a marijuana referendum on your ballot? Have you decided how you'll vote? Do you have questions about what the marijuana referenda mean? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Mark Sommerhauser is with us this morning, and he covers state government and politics for the Wisconsin State Journal. He's been following this story. Okay, so let's say that all of these referenda pass. How will the results of the marijuana-related referenda be used? I mean, whether they pass or fail, what happens? What happens next, do you think?
Yeah, well, like we discussed, they're advisory only, so they don't change the law if they pass. But I think I think the impact of a passage would be. Hello?
Yep, no, that was a little digital artifact there. Go ahead.
Okay. So I think that passage would send a pretty clear signal about where voters in these counties stand on marijuana. We've already had indications. Public polling and so forth has indicated that public sentiment is moving in the direction of legalization. But I think this would probably be the strongest signal yet that there is support. Obviously, conversely, if the referendums were to be rejected, that would send the opposite message about where public mm-hmm. sentiment is at on this issue.
Let's take a call here from Tom, who joins us from Madison. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. It used to be legalization of marijuana was just an academic, political thing for me. But then my mom ended up with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and her oncologist back then said he would have a source for her if she really wanted some marijuana. And after that, it occurred to me that the people that were fighting the legalization of marijuana, especially medical marijuana, were not just being involved in a political thing. They were basically taking medicine away from my mom. And that's when it really hit home. There are people that really need this. It is a very effective drug. It is something that should be a no-brainer. But because of the social stigma, there are certain people that are basically trying to keep medicine away from other people.
Tom, thanks for your call. Mark, this in line with what polling shows about how Wisconsinites' positions are changing on this subject?
Yeah, I mean, Tom articulates an argument that we really do hear a lot, particularly on behalf of medical marijuana advocates. And for medical use, there's public polls show a very high level of support. I don't think the medical question specifically has been polled recently by the Marquette poll, which is kind of the gold standard for public opinion. Recently, that poll is focused more on legalization. And, I think the sense is that for medical use, public opinion really is already there and has been for quite a while.
So what about on the campaign trail? Obviously, there's an election coming up. What have candidates been saying, maybe current Wisconsin legislators and their challengers? What are they saying about marijuana, if anything?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's something that candidates seem to be proactively trying to talk about, but certainly if you ask them about it, I spoke to a couple of lawmakers who have been active on this issue in the legislature, Senator LaTanya Johnson from Milwaukee, as well as Representative Melissa Sargent from Madison. And they're co-sponsors of a bill in the legislature that would legalize marijuana for recreational use. And they have talked about the fact that they really feel like their view is that public sentiment already is in favor of legalization, and what they're hoping is that these referendums really show that to their fellow lawmakers.
Attorney General Schimmels called the referenda just a ploy to turn out Democrat votes.
Yeah, his spokesperson. Yeah, that's right. Attorney General Schimmel is among the folks who are, skeptical of marijuana legalization, particularly for recreational use, but as well as, for medical use. There is certainly a number of Republicans that I spoke to who have some skepticism, not only about, the merits of legalizing marijuana, but also the reasons why these referendums were put before voters. Representative John Nygren, who co-chairs the legislature's budget committee, also said, in his words, this is a coordinated effort by Democrats to get this on the ballot because they think it helps them in the election.
What about in the gubernatorial race? Have either Governor Walker or Tony Evers mentioned it at all?
Yeah, they have. So this is really an area of pretty strong contrast. Governor Walker has been one of the most outspoken voices here over the last 8 years, opposing legalization of marijuana across the board, but both for recreational use, but also for medical use. In his words, he said that studies show that medically there are more viable alternatives to medical marijuana. And so he also cited law enforcement opposition to this, but he's been quite opposed. On the other side, you have Tony Evers, who's been pretty straightforward in his support for medical marijuana. He's been a little more circumspect about full legalization. He's said that essentially that the step that he would advocate if he were governor would be to have a full statewide advisory referendum on legalization. Mm-hmm. And if that were to pass, he would support it.
All right. Mark, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. It was great to be with you.
Mark Sommerhauser covers state government and politics for the Wisconsin State Journal. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson.